Well, good morning. Welcome to our Good Friday service. It is dreadful what happened to Jesus on that first Good Friday, but utterly tremendous what Jesus accomplished for us by giving his life on the cross. Jesus took all our sin upon himself. And for us, we can, through faith in Jesus, know God and be sure of a place in heaven and know forgiveness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for us. Let's open in prayer. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, as we face the cross today, we wonder at your love for us. We can never deserve what you did for us on this day. Looking at the people who brought about the death of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, we can see so many of the same faults in ourselves, and we are truly sorry for them. By faith in you, Lord Jesus, we gladly take the forgiveness God offers to us from the cross and ask that you will strengthen our resolve to live our lives to please you. On this Good Friday, may we all understand afresh just how much you really do love each one of us. And please guide us ever closer to you. Amen. And now we say the Lord's Prayer, and feel free to say it in your homes. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not to the time of trial, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're going to listen to a meditation now. It's called It's Friday, but Sunday's Coming by S.M. Lockridge, who was a pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in San Diego. It's Friday. Jesus is praying. Peter's sleeping. Judas is betraying. But Sunday's coming. It's Friday. Pilate's struggling. The council is conspiring. The crowd is vilifying. They don't even know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are running like sheep without a shepherd. Mary's crying. Peter is denying. But they don't know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The Romans beat my Jesus. They robe him in scarlet. They crown him with thorns. But they don't know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. See Jesus walking to Calvary, his blood dripping, his body stumbling, and his spirit's burdened. But you see, it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The world's winning. People are sinning, and evil's grinning. It's Friday. The soldiers nail my Saviour's hands to the cross. They nail my Saviour's feet to the cross. And then they raise him up next to criminals. It's Friday. But let me tell you something. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are questioning. What has happened to their king? And the Pharisees are celebrating that their scheming has been achieved. But they don't know it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. Jesus is hanging on the cross, feeling forsaken by his Father, left alone and dying. Can nobody save him? It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The earth trembles. The sky grows dark. My King yields his spirit. It's Friday. Hope is lost. Death has won. Sin has conquered. And Satan's just laughing. It's Friday. Jesus is buried. A soldier stands guard. But a rock is rolled into place. But it's Friday. It is only Friday. Sunday is coming. And on this Good Friday, we can look back and see and know in hindsight that Sunday is coming. So we can indeed rejoice at what Jesus has accomplished for us. And we're going to sing our first song now. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my love.
Let us pray. Loving Father, we thank you and praise you that out of your love for us, you sent the Lord Jesus Christ to our earth to live and to die on the cross in our place, bearing all the things that we've done wrong, all our thoughts, all our actions, the things we haven't done and should have done. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for this Good Friday. Good because you paid the price of our sin on the cross. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done. Thank you for bearing our punishment, for bearing our pain. And we just come to worship you this morning, to say thank you for all that you have done and are doing for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen. We're going to sing our second song now, Man of Sorrows, What a Name. And it does start off on the song, Hallelujah, What a Saviour. And this is sung by the Salvation Army. So let's sing together. Hallelujah, what a saviour. But Jan's going to read to us now from John 19, verses 16 to 30 and 38 to 42. Thank you, Jan.
The crucifixion of Jesus. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus, carrying his own cross. He went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. And the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but this man claimed to be King of the Jews." Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, "They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
The women came to Jesus at his crucifixion.
The death of Jesus. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The burial of Jesus. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
And there, Jesus is in the tomb. It's Good Friday. Jesus said, "It is finished." Those were Jesus' last words on the cross. What is finished? In the one Greek word translated, "it is finished," it signifies the full completion of Jesus' work, which was to carry out the will of God. Nothing further needed to be done. It is a shout of victory because the purpose of God has triumphed through Jesus' death. The whole will of God concerning Jesus' suffering and work were finished. Teaching the word of God, preaching the gospel, working miracles, obtaining salvation for mankind, and paying the price of our wrongdoing by giving his life on the cross. To show the people God, to explain by word and example the scriptures, to show the love of God. Also, the prophecies of the Old Testament were completed. Jesus being betrayed for 30 pieces of silver from Zechariah 11, verses 12 and 13. Jesus' hands and feet being pierced from Psalm 22 and verse 16. And casting lots for Jesus' garment, Psalm 22 and verse 18. And the ceremonial law is fulfilled. The veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The way to God is open to all through faith in Jesus Christ. The ultimate penalty for sin has been paid in full. Jesus, the Lamb of God, was sacrificed to take away the sin of the world. And through faith in Jesus and asking for forgiveness, we can inherit eternal life. Jesus willingly gave his life on the cross, taking our sin upon himself and paying the penalty instead of us. So that through accepting Jesus Christ as our Saviour, by believing that he is the Son of God, confessing our failures to him, and deciding to follow his teaching and his word, we're saved from separation from God that the Bible calls hell. And Jesus' earthly sufferings were finished. And this part of Jesus' life was finished. Jesus had now fully completed what he came to earth for. The work of our redemption and salvation was now finished. All of this just shows just how much God really does love you and me. And that is before we even loved him. Jesus was in complete control of his own death. At any time, Jesus could have protested and stopped the execution, but he did not. Jesus knew what God's will was and wanted to be obedient to it. Jesus gave up his life out of love for God and his desire for all people to be forgiven if they accept Jesus Christ as their own personal saviour. Jesus paid the penalty of our sin. Now I'm just going to remind you from a verse from the Servant King. Come see his hands and his feet, the scars that speak of sacrifice. Hands that flung stars into space, the cruel nails surrendered. This is our God, the Servant King. He calls us now to follow him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the Servant King. I feel this is the most apt verse. The Lord Jesus, who is their creation, flung stars into space, to cruel nails surrendered. And this is our God, the Servant King. Sometimes we go away from the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes we want to know the Lord Jesus for the first time. We want to accept him. And I'm just going to read a prayer that we can pray to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, be it for the first time or be it when we know we've gone away from the Lord Jesus and want to come back. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry that I've been going my own way. Thank you for paying the price of my self-centeredness by dying on the cross. Please come and take first place in my life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. Amen. And through this prayer, we can accept the Lord Jesus, be it for the first time or again when we've been away. And the Lord Jesus, through his love for us all, welcomes us with open arms. Jesus's body is placed in the tomb. But we know it's Friday and Sunday is coming. Praise God. We're going to sing now our closing song, You Chose the Cross. You chose the cross with every breath, the perfect life, the perfect death. You chose the cross. Let us worship together.
I'm lost in wonder, I'm lost in love, I'm lost in praise for evermore, because of Jesus' unfailing love, I am forgiven, I am restored. You loose the cords of sinfulness and broke the chains of my disgrace. You chose the cross, and from the grave victorious you rose again, so
lost in wonder, I'm lost in love, I'm lost in praise forevermore, because of Jesus' unfailing love, I am forgiven, I am restored. Let us pray. God our Father, today in remembrance and awe, we tread the holy ground of Calvary. This place of abandonment has become the scene of our adoration. This place of suffering that has become the source of our peace. This place of violence which has become the battlefield on which love is victorious. Father, as we relive the events of this day, it is with awe that we count again the cost of our salvation. Words cannot be found to utter our thanksgiving, except our silent adoration in Jesus' precious name. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.